Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
You heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply.
See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Welcome back to the Bellas Podcast. I honestly cannot believe that this is actually happening right now, but we're going to have Artem on our show today.
That's right. And I am so excited because I have so many damn questions about the relationship status. So I'm going straight to the horse's mouth.
Are you calling my Artem a horse?
No, Nicole. It's just an expression. Did I just Bella Brains you?
Okay.
Speaking of Bella Brains, my husband, WWE superstar Daniel Bryan, is hosting another hilarious edition of everyone's favorite game show,
Bella Brains. All right. I'm very nervous, but everyone, here we go.
Happy hump day, everyone. I'm Brie.
And I'm Nicole, and this is the Bellas Podcast.
Yes, and we are at a very comfortable, beautiful spot in the valley, aka Artem's Casa. So that can only mean one thing.
I'm really regretting why I agreed to this.
Yes, it's time for Nikki's most vulnerable opening up yet.
Oh my gosh, Brie, stop.
Oh, let's pop that bottle.
All right, everyone. So today we're opening up a beautiful bottle of Paul Hobbs 2013 Cabernet.
Yes. And we're also going to put an end to the never ending, are they or aren't they? Today we're opening up with a very special guest, Artem Chigovitse.
Oh.
Chivaske.
Wow.
Chigiste. Chigovitse.
Okay, no stop.
Idea. Sorry. Damn. I have no Russian in me.
Chigvistiv.
What?
Did I say that right, Artem? Either. No, I don't think so, actually.
Oh, how do you say
and
your last
really,
name?
Really, that's every single time you manage to say my last name, you always end up butchering.
I do. I haven't learned to pronounce his last name right yet.
Okay, how about I'll teach you both. Okay. And once you learn it once, you have no excuse to mess up next time.
That's, I guess, it's Russian.
So three separate words. Chig.
Chig.
Vin.
Vin.
Sef.
Sef.
Chig, Vin, Sef.
Chigvinsef.
Not bad, not bad.
Chigvinsef.
Chigvinsef.
Yeah, pretty good.
All right, everyone, welcome Artem Chigvinsef.
Chigvinsef.
Show.
Oh, thank you, guys. But I don't really feel like I'm being new on this show because you guys talk about me so much.
Oh my gosh, Brie.
We do. But can I say why?
Oh my gosh. She's just going to go straight for it. She's so embarrassing. I'm going to sip my wine.
No, I mean, there's no reason to beat around the bush. Okay, so we all saw the season finale of Total Bellas. My sister, in a dress, jumps on the back of your motorcycle and zooms off to we don't even know where.
Don't forget the Louboutins too, bitch.
Yeah, we saw it all. It just straight into the sunset. I don't know if you guys were going to dinner, back to your house, or wherever. Then she, the next day, posts a picture of you two to shock the world, to break the internet.
Right, yeah.
To, like, make everyone talk, right? And then now I just noticed she's like kind of doing this build. It's like been pictures here or there. Now it's pictures, cooking together, kissing.
I'm right here. Don't tell me what I do.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to say. She says you guys aren't official, but you guys post more than Brian and I who are married. I feel
Brian
like you guys.
Hates social media.
I feel like you guys
Why do
are.
I feel like I'm in a 30-second debate right now.
I feel like you guys are official the way my sister posts, the way you post. The right. way you guys make it that your lives are lived together every day. And I know all the people listening right now are feeling exactly like me because all Nicole ever says which I hope this doesn't hurt your feelings, is we're not official, no labels. But as her twin and someone who's very judgy, which we're going to tell everyone later about, you know, the
stuff between
us. I'm confused.
You keep talking, but are you asking Artem a question?
I just would like
to know. No, this is like a long prep question.
Yeah, I'm like, gee.
I just want to know, Artem, what do you think?
Wow, where do I begin? Well, first, we didn't drive very far off. It was literally just around the block because in the outfit she was wearing was impossible to go anywhere.
I wasn't wearing panties. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, God.
TMI.
So gross.
You do it all the time.
I know. But I
all
literally, my vajayjay was sitting on his motorcycle seat.
Why don't we just go back to the question before?
Okay, sorry.
About official, non-official stuff. You know, actually, I don't know how I feel about this. I'll be honest with you. Because what is official? Because nowadays, I feel like everybody posts pictures with every single person out there. Yet, there's been some consistency with the posts between Nicole's IG and my IG. But I don't know.
Very consistent.
There is really no answer to it. Because we didn't put anything like what we are out there. So
wait, so you are saying if someone were to ask you, so if one of your buddies on Dancing with the Stars were like, hey man, you and Nikki, like boyfriend, girlfriend, you would tell him no?
I actually know what I will tell him.
What would you say? Hey, Artem, you and Nikki, boyfriend, girlfriend?
I would say we having a great time spending together. We're figuring out and we're just trying to take step by step, very slow and see where it goes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So
I feel like Artem, we need our own hashtag of like, maybe when we post photos now, we need to write hashtag taking it slow.
You know what? I think that's where it stands. I think I'm going to try to explain a little bit better.
I would like to hear it because this is my thing. Why is it so bad to say boyfriend and girlfriend as you guys are sitting here holding hands and looking at each other deep in the eyes and drinking wine?
Because we like each other a lot.
Yeah, but you know what I think where it really gets difficult nowadays is because of the social media. As soon as you post something like that, and God forbid people see something going on somewhere or a picture of something, all of a sudden it's like you get a huge storm of people saying, oh my God, how dare you, all of this and that. I just don't want to be judged by people, what I do.
But then you guys post each other all the time, so why does it matter?
This is the thing that I feel like I don't want to say it's unfair because I chose to live my life in the spotlight, but someone recently told me like, you're in the spotlight, so unfortunately for you, it's different. If you post with someone, that means you're official. And I was like, well, I want to change that. Like, if I want to just post someone and we're not official, I think it's okay. And if the world wants to say it, that's fine. But like, the one thing that I absolutely adore about Artem is I'm not in a place to move fast or have something official. And he's such an amazing man that he's willing to take things slow with me. And like, we still have these amazing dates, but we don't have to have labels or titles. And that's what attracts me so much to him.
So can I tell you guys something? I did the same exact thing to Brian, right? I go, no labels. We're not going to be,
here
I'm not
go.
Your girlfriend.
Story
it
topper.
Actually ended up moving a relationship faster because Brian got to a point, he got so sick and tired that I was telling everyone no labels and he wasn't my boyfriend, that he was like, I don't even know why I'm wasting my time in dating this girl. So he kind of broke up and he's like, dude, I'm done. Like, if you're not going to say you're my girlfriend, then what am I doing? Next day, became very serious. Couple months later, moved in. Year later, married.
Okay, well, this is
Boom.
My thing.
So hashtag not moving
yeah,
slow.
But I don't go around and tell people, like, no labels, not official. If people ask, that's what I say. Like, I go, we're not official yet. Oh.
So, and then a baby, as you can hear Birdie in the background, which by the way, it's her birthday today.
Today's, oh do you guys hear?
So
she wants her mom really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, she ran through.
I know. And this is another thing, like we have to say. So,
we need to hear
today,
more from Artem, I feel.
No,
like.
I know. Today is Birdie's birthday. Artem picked us up from the airport, like such a gentleman, literally parked his car, helped us with luggage.
Oh, he did, dude.
Birdie was so excited to see him. She's
she
like,
loves
hey,
him.
Loves us.
She calls him A, everyone.
Like, just
he
loves
taught her
him.
Little dance moves.
We come to their house. They went crazy, like, well, got
oh,
this
she
crazy
just said
big
you came,
Mickey
You didn't
balloon.
Come to our house. You came to Artem's
But
house.
It feels like your house because you're here every day.
I'm here a lot because I love where Artem lives. And for all you LA people, we have like our own states in Los Angeles. So I prefer the state of the valley over the state of the canyon. So I kick it over
okay,
here.
Okay, whatever. It feels like.
And I do a lot of my errands over here.
They had these
and
really
yoga.
These cute balloons set up. And here, am I supposed to tell Birdie like, oh, like this isn't Dodo's boyfriend. This is Dodo's, you know, no label friend who just did all this amazing things for you.
He doesn't have to be anything, Dodo.
We just go by A.
He's A. He's Artem. That's it.
Whatever. A. So, Artem, I have another question that's really going to put you on the spot.
What?
So I asked Nicole this last week. If Nicole slept with someone else or kissed someone else, would that bother you?
Yeah, of course it would bother me.
But she's not your girlfriend.
Yeah, but it would bother me. The fact is we're not saying what we are titling ourselves to something. It doesn't change the way I feel about it.
So do you think, so could Nicole go sleep with someone tomorrow?
No, absolutely not. That would be like,
so wait.
Whoa.
That would hurt me very much.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and you guys aren't boyfriend and girlfriend?
Well, no, I mean, it would hurt him and I respect his feelings, so I wouldn't do it. Plus, I really enjoy my intimate time with Artem, so I wouldn't want to go anywhere else.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm staring at Brian
very
and
much
I.
So.
Brian and I were the same.
Wait, I have a question for Artem. What does your mom think?
Oh, God.
He's very close to his
mom.
Does your mom know about Nicole?
Yeah, they even Skyped.
We've Skyped.
They talked. I did my translation work, which is.
She only speaks Russian.
She only speaks Russian. So, but no, she loves the fact, you know, like she loves the fact that I have, you know, a female in my life, and Nicole have a tendency of decorating certain things. And for Christmas, she decorated this Christmas tree, and that was kind of crazy. And my mom was like, oh my God, this looks phenomenal. Oh.
So did your mom go, wow, your girlfriend's so sweet?
She says, wow. She didn't say a girlfriend. Was like, wow.
She told him, don't mess with
this girl
that,
is really sweet.
Like the how I cleaned up. I fully have nested in Artem's home, poor thing.
I know.
So Nicole rearranged a lot of things in the house, you know. And,
he was on tours, perfect time.
And I appreciate that because I have a tendency of just putting things in the places that I think they belong, but she showed me that they didn't belong there. And
well,
I told
like
that, and I told it to mom. I was like, mom, I like have to relearn living in my house because... Yeah. I opened the drawer and it's like, what is this stuff? Like,
wow, where does it come from? Sounds like marriage.
You know?
I organized all his drawers when he was on tour.
And my mom said, like, there you go. That's a keeper right there.
Gosh. So you guys
said I'm a unicorn.
So you guys are literally going to go from like no labels to marriage. It's
no, we're
crazy.
Not. But stop putting us on the spot. My cheeks are burning.
Yeah. So I feel like something that would be really good to open up about.
Yeah.
And because I feel like I'm always like, on Nicole, but I feel like you and I need to talk about how I would not talk to you forever. I was actually
you were
kind of a bitch.
The biggest bitch to Artem forever.
Yeah, you unfollowed me on Instagram, by the way.
You did unfollow him
for a while,
but then I followed you.
Yeah, and then I was like, well, why all of a sudden to follow me?
She's that Kanye
without
song,
a reason.
Heartless.
And you actually DM'd me, like, why'd you unfollow me? I can't remember what I wrote back. Yeah, and then I wrote something back to him. Like,
oh,
what'd you write back?
No, you know what I said? Like, why'd you follow me back? That's what I said.
And I was like, because it felt like it.
I had no idea this happened.
So this is my thing. Like, first of all, it's my twin sister, so I'm very protective over her.
Of course.
And because of her, like, big breakup and how everything was, oh, man, I was a little like Team John at the time, okay? And I felt like if I was friends with you, I'd be like going against kind of like what I wanted and like what I felt was right.
Like would be wrong loyalty wise.
Yes. Yeah. Because I feel like I am a very loyal person.
Yeah. And it's I completely get that. It doesn't mean the fact that, you know, that happened. I like all of a sudden I didn't like you or I didn't want to make things better or try to like talk and work things out. I don't know.
No, you did. You definitely gave me my space. At times I'm like, he needs to try.
It's nothing like work things out. It's just like, yeah, I guess I just like felt.
Our birthday, you didn't even come say hi to me. You walked in.
Because I didn't know what to expect. It was like, maybe just turn around and be like,
Artem, sometimes we never know what to expect.
You know? So I was like, I'm going to keep my distance, give you your space, your thing. I'll just observe from the side.
So this is
what happens, happens.
Brian goes, because you like walked in and sat down. I was like, ew, he didn't even say hi to me. And Brian goes, but I thought you don't want him to say hi. I go, no, but he should say hi and I don't say anything back.
So I was right doing that.
Brian goes, that's so like crazy that you think like that. I'm like, well, you know.
Oh my gosh. But if you all could just see me, like I have almost fully drank my glass of wine, which the lakes are beautiful on Paul Hubs.
But now I'm Team Artem, and like we've become very close. And I think also because I'm a mom and I feel like I have to protect my daughter. I'm like, okay, I don't want her to meet Artem and then all of a sudden, Nicole, like you're gone in 4 weeks, right?
So you only want me to be with Artem because Birdie loves him?
No, I said I wouldn't even let Artem see Birdie. I waited a long time until I knew you two were serious.
Okay, well, can I wrap up this opening up real quick with something, with a little game? So because of like how your guys' past was, which was really hard on my Brie, how hard you were on Artem. I was just feel like I was in the middle and was uncomfortable because I was trying to be happy and you would make me miserable. And then how you guys would be with each other would
make
me miserable.
But you did actually respect what I felt, which was nice.
I did. It's all about you at the end of the day. Queen Brie. I'm so happy that was recorded, that I did respect my sister, so I put my happiness aside so my sister could be happy.
But I feel like I was part of your healing process. Like, I really made you think about life.
And she did. And so that's why I'm no labels.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, exactly. But I want to do a game before we close opening up. Brie, you have to say three nice things about Artem. And Artem, you have to say three nice things about Brie.
Ooh. Wow. I love that.
Ladies first.
So the first thing I'll say about Artem is he's the type of man you can put in any situation with any human being and he will absolutely be lovely. Like, he can talk to anyone, he can communicate with anyone, he makes everyone feel like they're having a good time, that they're welcome. And it was weird because someone at Disneyland was like, wow, that guy just makes me feel, what'd they say, warm.
Aunt Sue. Brian's Aunt Sue.
Yeah, warm and like
relaxed
and accepted. I'm like, Artem's like that with everyone. So kudos. Two, and look, it gives me goosebumps.
Aww.
Two, he literally put a crib in the guest room so that Birdie and I always have a place to stay and we can be comfortable. Like, that says a lot about a guy. And three, he's an insane cook and makes the best damn Bloody Marys you'll ever have in your life. So that's a big deal to me. Yeah.
Now you are them.
Okay. Well, first I want to say, like, Brie is the most protective person ever. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I want to say positive things about that because you want to have that type of person on your side. Because no matter what, she will always stand by you. And I think that's the most amazing quality to have. Second of all, she's the most incredible mom ever. And just seeing Birdie growing up and what she become. And I kind of witnessed quite some time because I remember when you came to Dancing with the Stars we played for a second. I even took a picture with Birdie. Seeing her from that age to what she is right now, it's just, she's growing up to be this incredible human being and always due to parents and what parents are and how they. And I feel like you are the most amazing mom.
Thank you.
And third, I think best and most of all, if anybody wants to have a sister, it should be like you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Gosh, look at you two. I mean, Brie, you didn't even like Artem. Now you two are having this love fest.
I know. Like I can't help it. Like, Artem's a super nice guy. I feel like maybe, you know, you should be my sister's boyfriend or something.
It's true. It's true. I'm pretty great.
You are more than great, honestly. Well, you know, Artem, you're amazing and so sweet, but you better get ready to bring out your inner meanie because, you know, we have something coming up.
That's right, because even good guys, Artem, have to defend themselves because it is time for Matchup of the Week.
All right, everyone knows the Bellas are lovers.
And fighters. That's why each episode we pick a topic to debate.
And then we'll leave it up to you, our listeners, to vote on Instagram who won the debate. And last week, we debated, Brie and I, against our mom, Gatto, for bra or no bra.
That's right.
And the winner is...
us!
No bra. Now, this, I will admit, we barely won.
We did.
And looking at all the responses on Twitter, because everyone, I read all of the responses that are hashtag Bella's podcast, I feel like people were more on mom's side.
Yeah, everyone was like, Brie, you need to
wear
a bra.
But one thing I'm going to tell you guys is my boobies aren't going to go in a bra. You may be, Brie. No, I'm just kidding. No, keep them down, girl. I love it.
Thank you.
Or not down, but you know.
Down.
They hang low.
They do.
But I like it.
Me too.
But yeah, it was probably our closest debate yet. Bra, no bra.
I agree. And you know, besides my saggy boobs trending on Twitter, there's something that we see trend every Sunday night, like taking up all 20 spots that my mom's even gotten into, is Game of Thrones.
Oh my gosh, I'm addicted.
Probably the greatest show I feel like ever created.
I agree. And so I feel like even though we still have two episodes left to Game of Thrones, By the time this episode airs, we will be going into the season finale. And I think, who would we be as Bellas if we never debated on who officially gets the Iron Throne?
I agree.
And Artem is with us, who's our guest today. He and I are obsessed. We have to watch every Sunday, 6 p.m., because we don't want the Eastern people to ruin it for us.
That's Brian and I, too.
So,
you know, we even have to rewatch sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're
because
obsessed.
Because that's serious.
And then I go to Twitter to see everything trending so I could agree with these people. I retweet. People say, you're giving away spoiler alerts. And I'm like, look, it's Game of Thrones. You have to watch it right when it airs.
Like, that's, you better. Like, giddy
so
up.
Yes. I feel like the debate needs to be against us three. So we each have our own voice of who we think is going to take the Iron Throne. So everyone remember, we each have 30 seconds to make an opening statement for our side of the issue. And then we have 2 minutes for final arguments, which is a free for all.
Perfect.
Artem,
perfect.
Do you understand how it works?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Do you know what we're debating?
Yeah, we're debating about Game of Thrones. So what's going to happen?
Well, you're our guest, so you're going first. So okay. I'm going to get the timer ready.
You don't even need the timer. It's going to be very simple. I don't even need 30 seconds. What's going to happen?
Oh, I like this. Let's
okay.
hear it.
That's, you know what? That's seconds. A first. It's someone has won 30 seconds.
Put a timer
seconds.
Just in case if I run over with my...
Okay, ready?
You ready to start? We'll go
Set,
for it.
Go.
First of all, John is never going to be ruling Seven Kingdoms because he's not that type of a character. He will go away. Daenerys, something's going to happen to her. I don't think she's going to survive. And I think the person who's going to be ruling is Sansa. She's going to be ruler of Seven Kingdoms. Done.
Sansa?
Yeah.
That's it?
Absolutely. Because the way she's been portrayed in a couple last episodes, she is very smart. She knows how to be leader. And I think everything around what's happening right now is making a perfect setup for her to take it over.
Damn.
I'm next.
Now you're next. Did. That was really good.
That was good.
That's like, I never thought of that. That was
There's
a really
lot of
good
things
prediction.
No one thinks of that they do.
Okay, Brie, ready? 30 seconds on
yes.
the clock. Go.
So we all saw how the world was shook when Jon Snow died. He already died. They're not going to have him die again because it's like a repeat. Game of Thrones does not do a repeat. When it came out about Jon Snow being the real heir to the throne, but he's a nice guy and he's allowing like Mother of Dragons doing her thing, you're going to see a turn. Not that he's going to be evil. He's going for the throne. And I tell you something, this Sunday, Jon Snow is going to rule all seven kingdoms.
Wow, right at 30 seconds. All right, my turn.
Okay, ready? One, two, go.
Okay, so with the recent interview I saw with Jon Snow, he was crying that Game of Thrones was done, which makes me feel that he's officially done with Game of Thrones. So I think Jon Snow is going to die. I think Cersei has to die or the whole world is going to be so mad. We're going to riot. And I think Arya, that's her green eyes of who she's going to kill. So I think Mad Queen Daenerys is taking the throne. It's been her destiny. And she has the dragons. And they killed two dragons. They can't do us wrong on killing the
Done.
Last one.
All right. So we have 2 minutes to discuss.
Oh, and we why all
be
have
longer
different.
Than 2 minutes, for
I
sure.
I know. It feels like it should.
It's going to have to be longer than 2 minutes.
And let me tell you something, Artem. Nicole always like overpowers and cuts everyone off. So just try to like
feed I got to look good in front of my man.
Whatever. Okay, ready, guys? We got 2 minutes.
I mean, whatever you
oh,
are.
Wow.
Oh, your man, huh?
Oh, not my man. You know what I meant.
Whatever. No label. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. We got 2 minutes on the clock. Here we go. Ready, set, fight.
Okay, so this is why I think Daenerys. Daenerys has gone through so much. What's the word? Like,
I don't know.
She's gone through so many deaths.
All of them.
From all of her people, and she fought for the good guys
but
with
Jon
the death.
Snow is
so
gonna,
I feel like Daenerys is going to be on the Iron Throne.
Jon Snow is the good ending. It feels good.
He's the predictable ending.
He's not predictable.
He is
he's
predictable.
Too nice.
He's not a good ending. I'll tell you why. Because he has a certain standard that he will never go over. If he says for now that he doesn't want to rule, he's not going to rule. She is going crazy. Daenerys, and I think she's going to lose it. And that's why I think she's going to die. But, and I think Sansa's just going to let it go and let it watch everything from the side.
Sansa would be a horrible
100%.
Ending.
But can Sansa
she would
even
be a perfect
take
ending.
Over
no,
that?
She would she be
would
a perfect
be a
ending
boner
because
killer.
She already...
She would not be a boner
She already
killer.
Rules perfectly in Winterfell, and she knows how to manipulate
and that's all
people.
She can do.
But also, she knows how to manipulate people from the Littlefinger. So I think don't take that away, because I think that's going to be a very strong surprise.
I always feel
Game of Thrones wants to surprise people, and any of the choice of Jon or Daenerys is going to be too predictable.
Right, but I feel like Daenerys is the one who's going to... They've already mentioned that there's going to be spinoffs, and I feel like Daenerys.
No, it's going to be
Danny.
Sansa. It's going to be... Really? I think this is going to be about Winterfell.
Danny having the spinoff because she's going to take the Iron Throne.
All I know is Cersei is definitely dying. Because
they can't get rid of the Dragon Lady. Cersei better die.
Yeah,
but they can't get rid of Dragon Lady
because
dragons are so a part of the game.
But let's be honest, Jon Snow kills every mother effer out there. Like, he is like tough as shit.
Yeah, but the dragon saves him at the end of the day.
But he also the same blood as Daenerys, so they can kill her easily because they have another guy who is exactly the same race.
But where do you go from
Sansa to me is not
winning.
Strong enough.
Sansa, 100% they're going to be rolling.
I disagree with you, Brie. I think Sansa's extremely strong.
I would be disappointed
with
if it ended up
being
Daenerys
by
is going to get it. The Mad Queen is going to go back and replace her father, the Mad King.
I think Jon Snow is going to get it, and then
it's
he'll probably
go
give
around.
It away.
Whoa,
2 minutes
happen.
Up. Whatever, guys. All right.
We get it. You're obsessed with Jon Snow.
I know. And Jon Snow, if you need a queen, Brie Bella will be your queen.
Right there.
Brian.
Cue Daniel Bryan's music.
Uh-oh.
All right, you guys, we're going to post a poll in our Instagram stories.
And for the first time ever for the Bellas podcast, we are actually going to be posting a poll for this debate on Twitter. So make sure to go to Twitter and vote, because I want to know who you all think is going to take that Iron Throne.
Yes, and we'll reveal who the winner is on next week's episode. So make sure you vote.
That is right. And next up, we're going to kill a very promiscuous rumor about Artem and his other Dancing with the Stars partners.
Oh, I knew I was doing this podcast for a reason. That's what it's for, huh?
I cannot wait to find out.
But first, a quick break. Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids. And I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything. As long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast. But before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because, let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Warning, things are about to get intense.
I mean, Brie and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut in our eyes.
Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like. Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red. Nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat?
find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Bella's Podcast.
So people love to spread lies.
So we have to spread the truth in a little segment we like to call
Killer Rumor.
I feel like you're trying to slowly try out for American Idol.
They wish. So this week's rumor actually isn't even about Nikki or me.
No, this rumor is about our very special guest, Artem. It's actually a rumor that gave me a pause about dating you in the first place. No offense, Artem.
Oh, my.
And that's that Artem hooks up with all his Dancing with the Stars partners, even Misha Barton.
Yep, that's exactly right, Artem. So what do you say about that? Because I saw pictures, I saw articles, and I sent all of them to my sister.
She did. She literally, when you and I started...
You guys are crazy.
When we started dating, she sent me them all. She goes, oh, he just dates all his partners?
Yeah, right.
I know. So, kill it.
I killed the rumor. We did not date. The only thing that came out on internet is we went for dinner after the show to Red Little Door. Third Street. And we had dinner. And then actually, funny enough, the waiter came in and said, hey, guys, do you want to exit the back door instead of the front door? Because there is a paparazzi in the front. And she's like,
no, it's fine.
Yeah, Misha Barton. And she's like, no, it's fine. Totally fine. And I'm like, okay, well, I kind of didn't know what the hell was going on at this time. So we exit the front door. And obviously, paparazzi took a picture of us getting into the car. And then we drove off. Next morning, my PR person literally left me 11 messages because it was going on every single outlet that we're dating. And it's not true.
You guys never kissed, hooked up, dated, nothing?
No, we never dated. Nothing happened between us.
Oh, they never dated. You guys kissed?
No, nothing happened between us. That's what I'm saying.
High five.
Thank you. Okay, so, but this is my thing. Did you guys like get dinner after the show, like celebration? Or was it a date?
It was actually, no. What happened is we got eliminated week 3, and this was week 6, her visiting the show back. And when she was there, she's like, what are you doing now? I was like, actually, I'm not doing anything. She's like, do you want to grab a dinner? I'm like, yeah, cool, let's go. Okay. That was the boss.
Yeah, that's
so
right,
how about
you guys,
all your other ones? I mean, you've been on so many seasons. He did date.
I've never dated
known.
Anybody on Dancing with the Stars in the United States of America. Yes, on the very first season of Strictly Come Dancing, which is the same show, it just happened in UK. My very first partner, we actually dated for 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They were very serious.
It was, so that's who you dated. What was her name?
Kara.
Kara.
Yeah.
So he dated Kara, not Mishka. Everyone, stop screwing it up.
So
get it
all
right.
These rumors are officially killed. The only two people now that you have dated out of all your partners, UK, US.
Yeah.
Kara?
Kara, yeah.
Kara and
me,
Kara,
Nicole.
Yeah.
So are we going to dance all over that rumor?
Oh my
gosh.
Yeah,
let's do it.
How many times do you hear
that, by the way? It's crazy because people think just because you dance with someone, all of a sudden you like end up dating. It's not true.
I agree.
I mean, like the dances are pretty sexy.
Think about actors who goes on and do full on scenes we have to make out and do more than that.
Yeah, majority of them.
And you know, and they, and actually, you know,
get
no,
together.
It's not true because like, let me
think.
Tell you
I'll
how,
actually
let,
stick up for
let,
Artem.
Let me tell you how I felt. When you're in this room and you have to teach someone how to dance, it's a last thing on my mind. To be like, oh, like I, if I'm going to grab her hand, I'm going to feel like, oh, maybe she'll feel something. No, I just want to get done with the steps because I have a certain amount of hours and I have to get through that routine. Hopefully that person is going to be able to do. So quite frank with you, that's the last thing on my mind. It's super professional. There is no once where you felt like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, do something that somehow is going to affect our friendship. No, absolutely
not. I agree with
that. I like that.
You literally, you do your job, you come in into rehearsals, you teach for X amount of hours, depending on who you have, and that's it.
Yeah. Let me say something. I feel bad for Dancing with the Stars because that is the world. They always assume it. But it is the least of that that goes on. Like, it's everyone is so nervous. Everyone works so hard to try to remember steps or to teach the talent that nothing ever feels that way. It's the hardest competition show I've ever been a part of.
Okay, but also saying that in any other form of work, whatever it is, even if you have a job in office from 9 to 6, there is a chance that if some worker enter and you will be like, oh, wow, this is maybe the person I can fall in love with or I would fall in love with. So just because it's happening on Dancing with the Stars once in a blue moon, by the way, that it actually goes anywhere, I feel like it could be exactly the same chances of succeed in any other industries, no matter
That's
what
actually
it's
true.
Acting, wrestling, you name it. It can happen.
I agree.
I married a wrestler.
There you go.
So 1 to 10. How good was my sister at dancing?
You know what? I would have to give a solid 9.
Aww.
Just because I've never had a 10 on the show.
Oh my God, you're so sweet.
It's really
and
sweet.
Everyone, get Dirty Dancing out of your head, all right? It doesn't exist. Well, maybe sometimes. But I have to say, we have officially killed this rumor.
That rumor was officially voted off Dancing with the Stars, which means it's time for Bella Brains. As always, Bella Brains is hosted by my husband, the greatest husband in the world, WWE superstar Daniel Bryan.
Thank you very much, Brianna. I have been listening to your guys' podcast. And so has my aunt and uncle, I've found out. And I am very proud of what each of you guys talk about every week.
Thank you.
I could not be a prouder husband. Okay, let's get to the reason why I'm here. I'm excited to join all you for another edition of
Bella Brains.
The hilarious weekly game show hosted by yours truly. One twin leaves the room while I ask the other some questions, and we'll keep score to see who has the stronger Bella Brain.
Yes, and Bree, since I won last week, you are going to leave first.
Whatever, just remember, we're still tied. It's not like you're winning.
Okay, but I won last week, so bye-bye.
All right, Nicole, are you ready?
I was born ready.
You were born ready for science?
No, yes.
You weren't born ready for science?
I mean, weird science. Just kidding, it's not a TV show.
I don't know, I think it was a movie. Oh. It might have been both, actually.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. As a somewhat of an 80s child, I vaguely remember the weird science existing. Okay, speaking of existence...
Oh, great.
Great lead in. Great transition. I should have my own podcast.
You should.
Okay, are you ready for question one?
Yes.
What are the three states of matter?
Damn it. I remember this on a test. Three states of matter. Mm-hmm. I'm like blanking. Molecules?
Nope.
See, I feel like mass? Wait, three states of matter. No.
Three states. In so, what states can matter appear in?
Like in your body?
No, just matter.
Oh, like in any, space?
Anything. Like what can
like a chair?
Yeah, okay. A chair. What state is it in?
Oh, tangible?
No. Oh. Okay. This chair can change. If we heat it up, it can change.
So,
and if we heat it further, it can change again.
So like hot, cold, and like frozen?
I mean, hot, cold, and frozen are not states of matter.
Boiling? I remember this. They're simple words, aren't they?
They are simple words.
Dang it.
But if you just...
Solid.
Okay, there we go. That's one.
Solid. Liquid?
There's two.
Oh,
you should definitely get number three.
Precipitation?
No.
Oh, but it's steam?
It's
similar, right?
Yeah, it's...
Because now I'm remembering the photo of what it looked like when the thing and there was the drops that went up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
This is something you're very familiar with.
Water?
No.
Solid? What did I say? Liquid?
Liquid.
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, very.
It's something like steam, though.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Dang it. Can I have a hint? Where does it begin with?
I mean, I already gave you a hint by saying you're very familiar with it.
Shoot.
Do you give up?
No. Liquid.
Solid.
Solid.
10 seconds. 10.
Shoot.
9. 8. 7. 6.
Know.
5. 4.
Teardrops. Three, raindrops.
Two.
Shit. One. Sprinkles. What is it?
Gas.
Oh my, Brian! You are the worst. Duh, I knew it was gas. Oh my gosh. Here I'm thinking like makeup or stuff or something. I'm like, what am I familiar with? Popping bottles of champagne, I'm thinking of like...
Oh boy.
F that. And I say gas a lot. She probably heard me. You're the worst.
Okay. Speaking of gas, what gas do plants breathe in that animals breathe out?
Oxygen?
The opposite of oxygen.
Carbon monoxide.
Not carbon monoxide.
But it's carbon something. Carbon dioxide.
That is a horrible pronunciation of a correct answer. Ding, 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 ding. Do you know the chemical notation for carbon dioxide?
CO with the two?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I've never also heard it said like that, but just CO2.
CO squared?
CO squared is also horribly incorrect, but an interesting version on the take of just CO2.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Got okay. it right.
The final question.
Yeah.
At what temperature does water freeze in both Fahrenheit and Celsius?
14 Fahrenheit?
No.
No, duh. Negative. Celsius is 14.
No, neither is 14.
Are they so it's
nothing
negative.
Nothing changes states at 14 anything.
So then negative... Two?
No.
More, huh? Fahrenheit? Negative 100?
At what temperature does water freeze?
When it's really cold.
And Celsius.
Fahrenheit? Oh, no. It wouldn't be negative. It'd freeze before that. 2 Fahrenheit?
Mm-mm.
12 Fahrenheit?
No.
6?
No.
4?
No.
0?
Okay. Zero is correct for one of them.
0 Celsius?
Yeah. I'm not even sure if I should give you that one. Okay, you get 3 more guesses for Fahrenheit.
For Fahrenheit. Oh, shoot. 7 degrees Fahrenheit.
No. 2 left.
10
degrees? No.
I feel like it's higher, huh?
I can't tell you.
I mean... 24 degrees Fahrenheit. Dang it. What degree?
32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, dang it.
And 0 degrees Celsius.
Jeez. Does everyone know that?
Every single person on planet Earth, with the exception of you, knows.
Dang it. Is it because I don't cook?
I am not sure what cooking has to do with the temperature of water freezing.
I feel like I
need
to ask Artem. I feel like Artem doesn't know.
Oh, he would for sure know. If his dad is an engineer, you think he didn't grow up knowing at what temperature water freezes?
He grew up in the snow, though, so he may know. I'm a desert girl and a beach girl. So the only thing I ever saw frozen was ice cubes for my drinks. Just kidding. So do we bring in Bree?
We'll bring Bree back in a second, but first, a quick break. Okay, let's bring Bree back in. Are you ready?
Yeah.
First question. What are the 3 states of matter?
Atom? A Newton?
Like okay. A fig? A Newton is not anything.
There's an eton? Eton.
Oh, neutron. Neutron. Yeah.
So you also thought there was a thing called a neuton.
Oh, yeah. Just like Mark Sawyer. So the 3 things of mass.
What are the 3 states of matter?
Oh, so mass.
So this is the example I gave your sister. Okay, what is that chair? And if you heat it up, it can become something else.
You said that, but when I had to answer the chair part first.
What is the chair? Piece of wood? It's a material. Material.
Now you could say your one.
Okay. And if you heat it up, it becomes a different state of matter.
Like melted.
So it is now
a material into liquid.
Okay, liquid is one.
Liquid, solid.
Is two.
And foam. Well, I'm trying to think of something, a texture.
Yeah. I mean, it's a state. It's a state of matter.
Air.
Okay. That's not it, but you're getting closer.
Wind.
Okay, that was further.
Oh,
that was further.
Liquid.
Do you want me to give you a hint?
Yeah.
It's something Nicole is very familiar with.
Tooting.
See, that gives it away too
much. No, it's not. I said that to you.
But
that was the same.
About me.
Yeah.
I feel like that gave it away.
Yes.
I feel like that gives it away.
Well, you shouldn't have so much gas.
You.
No, but meaning to me, like if you said like about Brie, but me, because that's a joke you do with me.
It's not a joke. It's what you do.
I feel like that doesn't count. No, I don't, by
yes,
the way.
You do.
Brie, you do it a lot too.
No, I don't.
You do. Everyone ignore them. They're trying to embarrass me. But first of all, that gas one does not count.
Okay, so.
And Brian said, what is Brie? You wouldn't have guessed gas.
What?
You wouldn't have guessed gas for me.
I didn't even guess it because I don't do it a lot. And him, how he said it, I wasn't thinking gas.
Speaking of gas, what gas do plants breathe in
that animals
breathe out?
Carbon monoxide? No, carbon monoxide.
You just said the same thing twice in a row. And they're both wrong.
Oxygen.
No. It's crazy how you guys think the same thing. Nicole's first answer was oxygen, which is the opposite of the right answer. And then her second answer was carbon monoxide, which is...
What's nice. The CO2?
The CO2 is correct. Yeah. Okay, but what is its name?
CO2?
You were very close on the first one.
Carbon?
Yeah.
Carbon oxide? Carbon, it sounds like an side at the end. Uh-huh. Carbon, I mean, and it's not monoxide or...
Okay, there's a two at the end.
Okay, so it can't be carbon dioxide.
Okay, boy. Are you both horrible at pronunciation? Dioxide. You both said
dioxide.
That.
I said dioxide earlier.
No, you didn't.
You said monoxide.
But then I said dioxide.
I'm sure you did.
Okay. So I got that.
Yeah, you did get that.
Yes.
Okay. And it's carbon dioxide.
Or
just
dioxide.
So you know. Just so you know. Okay.
All right. That's why there's the two. CO2.
CO2.
Makes sense now.
Yeah.
Why didn't my teacher tell me that?
I'm sure
probably
he did.
I'm
100% sure that he told you why it was called carbon dioxide.
Whatever.
Okay. Are you ready for the final question?
Yes.
This is the make or break. You get this one, you're in.
Perfect. Tell me.
At what temperature does water freeze?
I mean,
both in Fahrenheit and in Celsius.
I can't say like below 0 degrees.
No, you have to give a pretty exact temperature.
Probably freezes at like negative five.
No.
Am I close?
No. I mean, in one of them, you're kind of close.
It's in the negatives though, right?
I can't tell you.
Because like when it's 20 degrees out, there's snow. But freeze... 15 degrees?
Do you think water has to freeze to snow? What is snow?
Frozen water? No.
These are just questions.
I mean, it's... Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's frozen rain.
Okay.
So maybe 20 degrees?
Mm-mm.
5 degrees?
No.
10 degrees?
No.
30 degrees.
No.
Negative one.
No.
I'm trying to think, like, when someone says 50 degrees out, just grab a jacket.
I feel like we need a deal breaker, tiebreaker.
Well, or just tell me if I'm cold or not. Or warm.
Okay.
30 degrees.
I mean, you're... I can't, because I didn't do that with Nicole, because with the numbers...
15? No, I already said that. 12.
No. And we're dealing with two different temperatures.
You have to say Fahrenheit or Celsius.
Fahrenheit or Celsius. Well, you didn't say when you got the one right.
The Celsius, I didn't say it. Yeah. He said the opposite, and so I knew it.
Yeah, so I just told her.
I mean, there was only one. 24 Fahrenheit.
No.
Celsius.
No.
No, that means it's warm or cold. Like 40 degrees Fahrenheit.
No.
38.
No. I'm going to give you five more guesses.
Five more? I mean, I'm just going to be throwing numbers out.
Yep, which is what your sister did, too.
28 Fahrenheit.
Nope. Four more.
16 Fahrenheit.
Nope. Three more.
18 Fahrenheit.
Nope. Two more.
22.
Nope. One more.
8 Fahrenheit.
No.
What By the it? Way, I guess they said everyone knows this, and we didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay. It's 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Didn't I say 32?
No, never once. Never once. I was looking. I was pleading with my eyes for you to say 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Damn it. So I beat her, though,
and
still.
0 degrees Celsius. I don't think the gas one counts.
I do, too.
Which means we'd be tied.
We'd be tied? Fine. Do you have a deal breaker?
A tiebreaker?
Oh, yeah.
I do. Although, given how that last question went, I'm not sure either of you are going to get it. Name... the three states, okay, of what we just did.
Okay.
Which we just identified as solid, liquid, and gas. Name them when it comes to H2O.
Water, ice cubes, boiling water.
Wait. No. Meant- no. Okay, I got this.
Okay. Oh, wait.
No. Oxygen.
She got to go first.
You went first. You just said it.
H2O.
H2O. Yeah.
So, what do you call
water?
It?
No,
air. The stuff in soda.
When it comes to H2O, what are the three states of matter?
Oh,
so
I
but
get
wouldn't
it.
An ice cube be solid?
Okay.
No, he's saying what's made up of
ice,
H2O.
Ice is
water.
The solid.
Yeah. Right. Isn't that what you're asking?
Yes, that is
As
what I'm
with
asking.
The water.
Ice is the answer
is
for
the solid.
The solid.
Yeah.
What is the liquid?
Water.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is the gas?
It's
carbon dioxide. No.
It's what, like, when you open up a soda or, like, a plastic bottle. That's the gas, right?
I don't know.
What does water have to do with gas? That makes no sense.
It's what makes the bubbles and stuff.
Well, that's what I thought, but you're saying carbon dioxide.
What happens when you heat water?
Boils.
It boils.
Okay, but what happens?
Precipitation,
but what happens? What is
it
that
steams.
Called? There you go.
Yay, steam. Beat you, bitch.
Whatever, I'm over science. I hate science. I never like science. Well, sweet face, thank you for this edition of Bella Brains. I feel so much smarter and so much more proud of myself.
If you think you're proud, think how proud I am.
And I hope everyone tuning in now knows the three states that matter.
Three states that matter.
Or
Nebraska,
yeah.
South Dakota, and Louisiana, for sure.
Yeah.
Those are the three states that matter.
Exactly.
So... Well, my sister and I just got dumber, but we hope you all got smarter. So
until next week. I got smarter.
Okay. So, Nicole just won.
Woo!
The score is now 2-1. And I will see you all again next week for another groundbreaking edition of
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Whoa, I feel like Brian just took us to school and not in a good way.
No, science was not my best subject. But now it's time to answer a more Bree-style question for Bella Army Q&A.
As always, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show.
That's right. And this week's question is for me. Sharon M. writes, at Bella Twins, question for Bree. You always go on about wanting to be a good mom for Birdie, especially during your comeback. To you, what does being a good mother entail/mean? Hashtag Bella's Podcast.
Well, Sharon, for me,
The one thing I realized during my comeback is how busy I was and how much time I wasn't giving to Birdie, and I was traveling a lot. And then when I was coming home, I had to practice, and then I was running three companies. So I think for me, being a good mother is being present in your child's life daily. Granted, I'm all about being a career woman and giving, you know, time to yourself and who you are and to your dreams. But at the same time, your kids need you. And I honestly feel that Birdie was suffering a little bit because she wasn't getting her mother all the time. So I just feel like I have to show Birdie what a strong woman is. I want to show Birdie what a career woman is. But at the same time, I want her to have a present mom who also, you know, is there to give her her cuddles and her hugs and her bottle and read to her. And those like motherly sweet moments as well.
Oh, that's really sweet, Brie. I just want to remind everyone that, you know, last week we did a Mother's Day episode with our mom, and it was such a sweet, beautiful episode. And I just feel so blessed that I get to be surrounded by two amazing moms.
Thank you. Well, I have to say, our mom did teach us how to be a career woman and a mom at home. So I've been blessed to have that. And she also actually taught me how to get drunk too. You know, Brie mode came from Gato mode.
I love that we got to talk about how Brie mode came from Gato mode. And I just loved also her sharing her version of the labor and like being barely 19 and not even knowing she was having twins. So if you guys, honestly, if you missed last week's episode, go back and listen. You get to hear about the birth of the Bella twins.
Yes, but that is it for this week's Bella Army Q&A. All right, guys, we have to get going to Birdie's birthday.
Oh, the big number two. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to today's episode. Hope we finally put some questions to bed. I know I can't wait to get there.
Oh, my goodness. And I, for one, loved having Artem on the podcast. Oh. I'm actually very happy for both you and him.
Oh, thank you. He makes me very, very happy. I'm in a very good place. And, you know, moving on after a really big relationship, it can be hard. So it's really nice when you find someone that really makes you feel comfortable, you know what I mean? And just loved. But anyways, you never know what the future can hold.
Oh gosh, please don't go off again on the whole no labels thing. But speaking of the future, who's going to be the future king or queen on the Iron Throne? Make sure to vote for the winner of this week's Matchup of the Week on Instagram and now Twitter.
And remember, everyone, tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast. And let us know how much you love the podcast by rating us 5 stars and leaving us a review with your favorite part of the show. We read them all, and we absolutely love seeing them. And if you haven't subscribed, make sure to subscribe.
Yes, and special thanks to Brian for being a great Bella Brains host.
And a scary one. But until next week, remember to stay fearless.
And remember, you'll always go Brie mode if you drink along with us. See you next Wednesday. And as Birdie likes to say,
bye.